Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Milt Galatzer. Batting second. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting seventh. The catcher, Eddie Phillips. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jocko Conlon. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting third. The second baseman, Tony Peete. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The right fielder, George Washington. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vern Kennedy. And now, play ball. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Conlon moves to second. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Conlon scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Conlon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Phillips settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Phillips. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball four. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips takes first base on ball four. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin strikes out. There goes Hughes. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Conlon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 1 in the game. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Conlon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bonura scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dykes moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Conlon hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-2 in the game. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hughes takes first base on ball 4. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Galatzer hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bonura hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bonura moves to third. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Dykes moves to second. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Kennedy reaches third base with a triple. Bonura scores. Dykes scores. Sewell goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, White Sox. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Conlon hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Conlon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-3 in the game. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker strikes out. One out. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Conlon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hughes hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. 2 outs. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Conlon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kit Carson pinch hits for Willis Hudlin. Kit Carson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carson is called out on strikes. 1 out. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0-for-3 in the game. Galatzer hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.